out on my own, signing lease agreements, flexing my high agency. Wondering how I would fail without the invisible man guiding me. 'Cause the yoke was so heavy.
Give me a W.
W.
Give me an O.
No.
Give me a N.
No.
Close enough. Give me a Y.
No.
That was weird. Anyways, what does that spell? Seriously? You don't know? It's Wony, people. Wony. All right, there's no need to be so harsh about it. Everybody just needs to calm down. You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, November 13th, the Center for Volunteerism and Community Engagement is hosting their monthly blood drive. Stop by at the basement of Haunt Union between 12 and 5 p.m. to donate some blood.
On Thursday, November 14th, the Music Industry Club is hosting a live set at Lee Hall at 7 p.m. Stop by to see Telescreens, Minted, and Orange Grove perform. There is a $5 fee with your student ID and $8 to the general public.
On Friday, November 15th, stop by Hobart Event Center at 6 p.m. for a family game night. Also happening on Friday, November 15th, at 6 p.m., the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center will be hosting a special screening of Screaming Queens Riots at Campton's Cafeteria, a powerful story that documents the story of 1966 Campton's Cafeteria riot. To learn more and reserve for this event, stop by Haunt Union 219. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. For more information about these events, you can visit Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it logged.
Hello, hello. Hello, everyone. This is the Shot Diet. This is a show. My name is Logan Breen, and my co-host is David.
Hello, everyone.
There he is. And this is going to be an hour of us talking about basketball and just what's been, or the NBA more so, and just what's been happening around the league and just everything of that matter.
Yeah. If you came here for hoops, this is the right stop. We're going to talk everything basketball. It should be a fun time. Mm-hmm.
I was told this is like the first like a dual like sports like show in a long time.
Oh, for sure. So. Because I was like the only one talking sports up until like this year, I feel like. So that makes sense. Well, without further ado, wait, do you want to start your question?
You can start. Do you have the...
I have my question. Okay, I'm trying to make sure things are like...
Give us a little time, y'all. It's a little rusty.
Yes, okay. Oh, I'm sorry?
Yeah, you're sorry.
So this question stems from a statement that I texted him, and then he acted like he didn't see it.
Oh, my God.
So hopefully he knows where this is going. I need a yes or no, and you give me some reason. Do you think the Sixers should blow it up?
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about something different. I don't think so, because... Okay. I don't think they should blow it up. I think they should have Embiid out for the rest of the year and have him ready for next season. Mm-hmm. I mean, this season, they've just been really unlucky with injuries. Like Embiid, of course. Paul George... So I don't think they should necessarily blow it up. I would give them now, if it's the same thing like next year, mm-hmm. I would have to consider it, and then I would probably build around Maxey. But then I feel like it would be pretty hard to trade Embiid just because teams are worried about his like injury history. And also, I don't know if they can get off Paul George, who, how much did he sign for?
Oof.
It was
4.25.
Yeah.
4.212. That's the going rate.
And then he has that until he's 37, right?
He's so old. Yeah, I think so.
37, and he's already, like, shown regression, so. Yeah. I don't think they can move off him. It's going to be hard to make moves, but we'll see. I mean, they've been in rumors for Jimmy, which I don't really know if that's...
Jimmy reunion, and that's interesting.
Hey, he has said he does like playing with Embiid.
Yes, that's, like, his best friend, like, on another team.
That'd be an interesting team. Maxey, and then
Jeremy McCain.
Yeah, McCain, Jimmy, Gershon, then Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
But
side note, I just seen Gershon Yabusele might be in a trade.
So oh,
we'll see.
I saw that. Who was it? It was the Nuggets.
I heard about the Knicks too.
Knicks want everyone.
We do. You know, that's my GM. Okay. I am a little past the point. I'm past the point of return with the Sixers right now. I think, and just took some stuff out. I think they should probably blow it up because just like
they get the deadline or offseason?
Offseason for sure. Like, because okay. Where I'm at right now, just like think about like the Sixers as a whole. Do you think they're like? Okay, in a playoff series, fully healthy, or are they beating the Celtics?
It depends on... Probably not. But I think there's a chance, like, a small chance. If you get the best form of Embiid back, if you have Maxey playing the way he is right now, and if Paul George gets better...
It's a lot of ifs.
I know what you mean.
Exactly. So... Like, in my head, are they beating the Celtics? No. Are they beating the Cavs? Are they beating the Knicks? No.
Stop.
Are they beating the...
Stop.
No, please.
They went to six with Embiid on one leg.
That was last year.
This year, not last year. That's true.
And then, are they beating the...
Bucks?
That I don't know.
That's a good... That would be a good series.
The Bucks are like healthy. The jury is still out on that team right now. And then the Magic,
Like, you see how I'm naming
bro,
all
the Magic
teams?
Aren't playing that good anymore.
But in the playoffs, fully healthy. I'm talking about this, like, fully healthy.
Suggs ain't doing anything to Maxey, if we're being honest, though.
But it's just, am I really trusting playoff Joel Embiid, playoff
that's
Paul
true.
George? Like,
that's so true.
So just for me, I just think the Sixers probably need to get out of the Embiid business because big men over 30 tend to regress. He's kind of regressing. I mean, he's been fine, but like injuries played a part. And that's the second thing. Like, are we really going to wait around to see when he's healthy?
You can't really trust that.
We're in year 11 of the Joel Embiid process.
Has it really been that long?
2014, 15, yep. Oh, maybe 10. If like the 14, 15, yeah, it's wow. 10 years. And then, again, Paul George, already regressing. First year of his...
That's scary. That's really scary.
Four-year deal. So it's just like, I think they're past the point of no return. And it's not like they don't have any, like, pieces. Tyrese Maxey's, like, just sitting right there.
And Ed McCain, too.
Average backcourt, a backcourt duo. Tyrese Maxey, averaging 30.
He's 24, right? Around 24?
Yeah. Was averaging 15, 16 before he got hurt. And Embiid, is, like, his stock really low? Yes. But could they get, like, a good player and a couple picks? Probably.
I don't know about that. Maybe some picks. I don't know about like, good players. I don't know.
I think a team is definitely desperate enough to take a chance on Joel Embiid.
That's true.
So, I don't know. I just feel...
We'll see. Oh, there's a point I was going to bring up. Oh, yeah, because the Thunder, it's top eight protected. No, top six protected.
That's
so
another thing.
They can't really even tank this year. Well, they would have to tank.
Exactly.
But you got to be honest. They're not going to out-tank the Hornets, the Nets, the Jazz, the Trailblazers. How many teams? That was already like six, right?
You say the Wizards?
Wizards. That's six right there.
All I'll say on that is, one, they need to lose. But two, the lottery has a mind of its own. And
that's true.
It's top six protected?
Yeah.
You know, the NBA, you know, Adam Silver can bless them with the top six pick. I don't think that's out of the ordinary.
Imagine they get Cooper. That'd be the worst case.
That's what I'm saying. They need to pull the plug now because you tank now, you get a top five pick in a really good draft.
But I don't think it's too late for them to tank because they're on a four-game win streak right now. Max, let me check what Max has been averaging.
What I've learned from the Jazz, it's never too late to tank. All they have to do, PG, Joel Embiid, you know, take the rest of the spring off. We'll see you in the spring. We'll see you in the summer. We're going to work out trade destinations. What's his name? Paul George, same thing. Everyone else, you know, just take the spring off. The second Tyrese Maxey, he's like he has a cold. He, you know, he hurt his... He hurt his like shoulder or something. Take a break. You deserve a vacation. I want no one but Eric Gordon and Adem Bona and the worst the third stringers. You run out the third stringers.
Ricky Council Jr.
Now we're talking. That's a top six
pick.
He's
a bucket though.
He is.
I don't know if that's top six. Dude, I don't think they're gonna get that. But it is the lottery, so they might get lucky.
If they can lose like 80% of their games, I think that's top six.
Not if... Okay, let me give you the numbers, Max. Last four games on the four-game win streak, 33 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds. That's Maxey's last four games.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
I said before the season, like, Tyrese Maxey is like, whether Paul George came to the team or not, like, the second best player on that team.
Oh, for sure. I think he's been the best player on the team. This season, definitely.
No
but not
doubt.
Even, like, close.
Been the best player on the team. So, I don't know. I just feel like... Like, watching that playoff series on the Sixers against the Knicks, one, that was the most stressful series of my life.
That might have been the... I wouldn't go that far. But that felt like a seven-game series. And it was only six.
It felt like it.
It was game five was the Dante game winner?
No, that was game two.
That was game two?
Yeah, that was game two because I remember watching it in my room and, like, I was like, oh, we're going back to Philly, 1-1.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was in New York.
And then Dante, I feel like game... Three or four, Joel Embiid scored 50. It was a really good
series. It was game three, Embiid dropped 50. Because I think it was 2-0.
Yes.
And I remember the series wasn't 3-0. And then they won the two in Philly?
Was it?
No, they won one in Philly. It was 3-1.
So it was 3-1, and then
they came back 1-1. To New York 1-1, and yeah. But yeah, man, I think that's.
I
where
like
I'm
Embiid
at.
Too, but
I think he's kind of like over the, like, the prime curve right now. I think we got his peak, and now he's kind of like on a little bit of a downfall, and that's where I'm at. And the contract stuff is kind of
bad, but we'll see.
But yeah, that's my question.
My turn.
Yep.
So actually, I had two questions ready.
Oh,
but
okay, all right.
Since you asked about like this year, I guess I'll go with my other question. Do you think the 2024 draft will come out as a good class?
Yes.
Or let me reword that, because I think every class is like a handful of good players. So I'll say, do you think it will come out as a great class?
Define great. Is that like what, All-Stars?
Like 5 All-Stars and like an All-NBA player.
Ooh, I don't know about that. Oh, 5? That's a lot.
I don't think so.
No, like, yeah, I agree with you. Like a 5 All-Stars, 1 All-NBA, that's like pretty, like a pretty good draft. That's like the 2011.
I wouldn't say great, but that was like, whoa, 2011? That was Kawhi, right? Kawhi, Clay?
Yeah, that's a... Yeah, I think great is like a lot of All-NBA players, like a 2011 class. Like with that, that's like what, Jimmy, Kawhi,
Clay, Kyrie.
Exactly. Ooh. So,
there's no one else in that draft.
But 5, if I do a little bit of...
Do you want me to give you 5 names, I think?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay. So you have Khalil Ware. I think that's a lock to me.
Wait, like to be an All-Star?
In the future, yeah.
Okay.
Do you see the way he's playing? He's been a starter for like 4 games early, Rookie of the Year favorite.
Oof. This class is interesting. We're going.
Then you have McCain.
For sure.
I think Castle.
My boy.
I think he'll get the Wemby tax. And like their throws are really good. And I do see the, I know he's shooting not really good, but you already see the defensive upside. He's already like a great slasher.
Uh-huh.
Of that nature.
Stephon Castle has been really good. Just like everything he was at UConn, and then like a much better creator than I thought he'd be. Day one.
Mm-hmm. Then you have Alex R.
Alex R.
I think.
Ooh,
that's a. I think because he does have potential. I see the potential in him. He's already like, I think, probably the best rim protector in the class. And then I'll go with my 5th guy, Klingon.
Donovan.
I think those are 5 capable All-Stars. And then I think the All-NBA player would be Khalil Ware.
Interesting. That is high praise for Khalil Ware.
But this is my question, so I'm going to let you.
Great class.
Say your opinion on that.
Okay, I'm making sure things are good before I think. Multiple things. 1, I think this class was really underrated coming into the season. People just thought it's a bunch of bad players, a bunch of rejects.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be, I'd say, a good chunk of these players, meaning like 7, 8, 9, are going to be pretty good players on like a playoff team.
Like role players? Like, yeah. Good role players? Okay.
And every good team needs role players.
Mm-hmm.
But All-Stars, I think Jared McCain is definitely, I could see All-Star potential with him. Great class. I don't know if I'd say great class because I chalk up 2011 as a great class.
Oh, okay. I'll switch because I'll say very good.
Very good.
So I don't think like, it won't be, I don't think this will be the worst draft class of all time.
And no. That was, see, people are so dramatic. It should be good. I think it will be at least a solid class. Because even 2013, people were look at that as a bad class. And what, it has a top 15 player all the time.
Mm-hmm. And that was that CJ?
Yeah, it's the CJ, Giannis,
Victor.
Rudy. Victor Oladipo.
Victor was really, man, I miss
All NBA player.
Man, I miss Victor.
So, I think it end up being a pretty solid class.
And then, like you said, like role players, you already have Ryan Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing as a good role player. Zach Edey.
Jalen Wells.
Jalen Wells. Yeah.
Jalen Wells he might be my rookie of the year.
Yeah, he's mine too, I think, for right now.
If like from like a whole like season, like a whole body of work.
Ricochet?
Yes.
I think he'll be a very good role player. No offense to him.
No.
But I don't think he really had first overall, like, he shouldn't have been like a first overall pick, but he had 30 the other night against the Celtics.
I was gonna say that.
And he had like 12 straight, I think.
Dang.
I saw it.
Actually, I was gonna tell you a Jalen Wells stat, but now I have to remember the Jalen Wells stat. but it was really good. He was like,
A player that I actually do really like from the class, too, is Ron Holland.
I love Ron Holland. He was a top three player in my eyes in the draft.
Top three?
Top three. Because I just think his floor was always really high. Because everyone always needs 6'7", two-way wings.
You really thought so? Because my issue with him was that, and I was worried about when the Pistons drafted him, was he wasn't really a shooter. Mm-hmm. So I was worried like he would be like played off the floor. But I think he's shown some potential to get a shot. And I think if he does get a shot, I think that's another player that's like, that could be all-star, like fringe all-star. In my opinion. Maybe.
I think when I was like watching him out in the draft, I kind of thought like he could be an Andrew Wiggins type where like he's guarding like the best wing player or guard or whatever, being like crazy in transition. I think that's kind of...
That's a good comment. I never really thought about that.
Seeing a lot of signs from that year one. Where is this Jalen Wells tweet? Aha. Most time spent tightly guarding 20-point-per-game scores.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Jalen Wells is fourth.
Only fourth?
Yes. Dyson Daniels, 175 minutes. All-defensive team player. Bilal Coulibaly, shout out my guy, 164 minutes. Future all-defensive team player.
For sure.
Jaden McDaniels, 150 minutes. All-defensive team player.
This year?
He's
I don't know about this year. He's all-NBA, all-defense caliber, I'll say that.
Yeah, I think the vibe, yeah, for sure. And I think the vibes are kind of weird in Minnesota, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And number four, Memphis Grizzlies rookie, Jalen Wells.
And he's like his face guarding ability is really good. Did you see the Steph Curry quote after you finished guarding him?
I did not see the Steph Curry quote.
Steph Curry said, because Curry's been in the league for like such a long time now. He said after Jalen Wells guarding, he's never been guarded like that before.
Just crazy.
And that was a game after he scored zero, or was it? It was a game he had like zero field goals made.
Crazy praise. But yeah,
he's really good too.
And to round out the list, tied with Jalen Wells is my two-way wing, Mikal Bridges. I just wanted to... he's been great.
He's picked it up a lot.
100%. But I think, yeah. But to answer your question, I feel pretty good about this class. I think it's going to be at a solid class. A lot of contributors.
Very
all-stars.
Good.
I think it'd get like two to three All-NBA. Someone's going to have to really hit to be All-NBA.
I think Khalil Ware has that potential. I know it's only not really a big sample size, but...
Hey,
7-1. He's already playing really good defense. He's able to shoot. He's a great lob target. He just needs to work on his frame. And I do really see him. And that's why I wanted the Raptors to draft him, just because I saw his two-way ability. And he always had the talent. I guess it was just like his motor is what
that was a big thing.
People didn't like really like him. That's why he fell. But I guess he got drafted to the perfect team for that. Yeah. So,
hey, if anyone could be the All-Star All-NBA type, it's the Heat, who haven't missed on a pick in like the last 5 years.
So, that's true.
Tyler Herro, All-Star, Bam, All-NBA. So things went pretty well. But yeah, great questions.
Very good questions.
Yes. We'll be back with trade teams who should make a trade, possibly. We'll see.
Go next to me. winter and the storm. When no one can hear me calling, I have you I can sing to.
Hello, everyone. This is The Shot Diet. I'm Logan, my co-host David, and this is just an hour of us talking about basketball. And yeah, we're getting into our next segment. So, do you want me to start it off?
Yes. Give me a team. Any team.
Oh, yeah. The segment is about, like, three teams.
Yeah, we're going to throw some teams at each other. We'll see if they're buyers, sellers, stand pat. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're awesome names.
So, okay. The first team I wanted to do was the Timberwolves.
The Timberwolves. Okay. They should make a trade, 100%. They've been better as of late, for sure. They should definitely make a trade. Mm-hmm. It's weird to, like, gauge them on who, because before they weren't really running a point guard, but then Robert Dillingham is starting to get minutes now. Mm-hmm. But they still need some off-dribble creation.
And you know, there's a guy in Sacramento right now.
Oh, I could... Oh, you're going high end. That'd be fun, but
I don't know if they would want Randall. Because what? It'd be probably like Randall. I don't even know.
Honestly, they're definitely asking for Rob Dillingham, too. So, I don't know. Price gets
I don't really know what Rob Dillingham's ceiling is, though.
Oh, that's another person we named from the draft class. But
he's good. I just don't know. He just has a really small frame.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, but his scoring is definitely there, 100%.
Like, for him to, like, reach his, like, ceiling and, like, feel good about it, he'd have to just be, like, an elite offensive player.
I see him, like, as, like, a six-man. Like, kind of like Lou Will.
Yes, that was his comp.
Lou Will. That's a good comp for him. So, I feel like you wouldn't be really missing out if you trade him for Fox right now.
Especially for De'Aaron Fox. But then what? He could start Naz Reid?
Yeah. That's a good lineup. Fox, Ant, McDaniel. They might have to give up McDaniels too.
McDaniels is interesting because his defense is good, but his offense is like,
it's so shirky.
Not good at all. Yeah.
If they keep,
but I don't know. But I'm thinking who. But they keep who?
If McDaniels.
They should keep McDaniels.
If they can, then you run up a lineup of Fox, Ant, McDaniels, Nas, Gobert. That's a really good lineup.
It is mine. It helped, like, you know, Anthony Edwards not having to do everything. Oh, and if you keep Mike Conley, then he'd be a cool six man.
Mm-hmm. But you already have Dillingham. Oh, wait, you trade Dillingham. Yeah.
So, the bench leader. Oh, and then Mike Conley, Dante DiVincenzo off the bench.
Yeah. And I forgot to mention DiVincenzo. And off the bench, you still have Nah.
Mm-hmm.
You still have, oh, what's that guy's name?
Does that start with an M?
Manat.
Yes.
Manat. He's good. I like him. Terrence Shannon Jr. has shown potential.
Man, Terrence Shannon Jr. should be, like, getting a rotation spot. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's doing, quote unquote, developing in the G League when he's 24 years of age. He's a grown man. So I don't know what he's doing in the G League. Well, I mean, he's hurt right now, but I don't know. Chris Finch just doesn't like playing the rookies. I don't know. Tangent. But side note, like, there's kind of like a dysfunction between, like, the GM and the coach that they have to figure out eventually.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Why? Timberwolves, I think they should be buyers. Probably for a guard.
Do you have any other minds they should go for? Like, any other guards?
Guards on the market.
It's very,
because they need a guard who can actually, like pass when they're, like, doubled and stuff. And I can't really think of a point guard.
Like, I was going to say CJ.
CJ McCollum.
Just get the space. I feel like they just need to get more spacing.
They do. That's priority number one.
So I think CJ would be a decent fit.
But the money's tight, and they traded Karl-Anthony Towns for, like, the cap space reasons. Yeah. And that's for better or for worse. But the Timberwolves. Yeah, me, the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, that was what I was going to say, the Pacers, too.
Okay, good.
Very interesting, because I don't really know.
what direction they want to go in. Because you have my guy, All-Star Pascal. He's getting up there in age. Miles Turner might not be on the team next year. TJ is pretty old, right?
TJ McConnell?
He's pretty old, right? Yeah, 32.
Okay.
So he'll start the... But then you have young guys, like Tyrese is still really young. Nembhard's really young. Jairus Walker is a really intriguing piece to me.
Oh, I didn't know they play him. Oh, okay.
I think they finally started to give him a little bit of minutes.
That's another tangent I don't want to get on with going.
Like, I don't know. Like, they're a hard team to gauge. I'd probably say State Pat for this season.
And Pat.
But in the offseason, see if we can do a sign and trade with Miles Turner. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Miles Turner would be valuable. He's like, what, 29?
Mm-hmm. He's good. But in my opinion, I think they should be buyers. Of course. Just because I do think with Tyrese has finally gotten back in like his form last year. Pascal's still playing great basketball. Benedict Mathurin, I really do like Benedict Mathurin. Nembhard. Oh, Nesmith's really good too.
Nesmith.
So like you do have a decent package, but I just don't know what player you'd get. Like, I don't think a Cam Johnson would make this team. That, like, they're not going to beat any of the top teams, I feel like. So it's just, like, I don't know, like, who they would go for.
Yes.
Okay.
See? All right. I've been cooking. The Pacers should 100% be buyers. And the player... they should definitely be hunting for. He's on the trade market. You've been hearing a lot about him. Do you want to guess?
B.I.?
No. You got one more guess?
West or East?
He plays in East.
East. Jimmy? No.
Were you Jimmy Miller?
Yes.
Bear with me, guys. Bear with me. Pacers. Like long view. Again, what's their ceiling? Are they beating we can do the whole thing again, but I don't think they're beating any team in the top three, like, for real, unless, like, guys get hurt, lightning in the bottle, blah, blah, blah.
What was that supposed to mean?
What?
Was that, like, you're saying their win last year against the Knicks wasn't real?
Yes.
It was definitely a legit win.
But it's just, like, what's their ceiling? They can't just stay in this, like, box of being good, maybe second round. They need to go shoot for the stars.
But does Jimmy really make him do that, though?
Yes, because it would definitely raise their ceiling.
It raises their ceiling, but, like, by how much? I don't really think...
I think it put him in the mix of... I definitely say that I don't think the Cavs would want to face him.
But yeah. That'd be a good matchup.
They'd be definitely a more annoying matchup for us.
But then who would you trade? Turner?
Whoa. I'm not my star. The value is low, so you probably get him for like... The only thing is, do you want to part with Benedict Mathurin? Because that's going to be the guy.
I really do like Benedict Mathurin, but if they have to, I would.
Because they have...
Nembhard?
Oh, I like him.
Him and Tyler Hero? That's a nice backcourt.
I think it would be a nice backcourt. But I think a lineup of Tyrese Halliburton, Nembhard, Jimmy Butler, Siakam, Miles Turner. Because the Pacers have been sneakily one of the hottest teams in the league. Like, playing defense.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a stat when Nembhard's in the lineup, they're playing like a top five defensive team, like, especially guarding drives.
Mm-hmm.
And you add Jimmy Butler to that.
Now, true.
Like, that hot streak turns into, like, real thing where you're going toe-to-toe with the top teams in the East.
Okay, I just want to ask. So, your package would be Benedict Mathurin.
Mm-hmm.
Jairus Walker, I'm assuming.
Whoa. Money. You have to throw in, like, stuff to, like, make the money work. So, I'd probably do, like, Obi.
I don't think the Heat do that. It's not a lot. Because the Heat still want to be competitive. I don't know how many picks they have. But I feel like... just got, like, getting Benedict Mathurin. I feel like...
And some guys. You could throw in...
Obi's solid. I think they'd have to get with Jairus, because I feel like...
I don't really think... I feel like the trade value on Jairus is low.
You think so? I think he can be really good. I heard,
too. I like Jairus Walker, too, but he hasn't played... Well, he's played, like, bits and pieces in the last year and a half.
Last game we got, 21 minutes. 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not.
But I think that's the underrated dream destination for Jimmy Butler.
Me, personally, it's Memphis.
That's the no-brainer. If Jimmy Butler didn't want to, like, live in Tennessee...
And that annoys me so much, because that's the perfect fit for him, man.
It is.
Perfect off-ball movement. They need a point of attack defender. Mm-hmm. He's right there. You have Jaren in the back. You still have Ja. Like, a lineup of... I think I texted you it. Ja, Bane, Butler, JJJ, and then Edie. Or, if you want spacing, you keep the same three, and then you throw out Aldama and JJJ.
As long as you keep Jalen Wells, sign me up. Sign me up.
And you want them to trade Luke Kennard, which... If you saw him hooping yesterday, man.
I don't hate Luke Kennard. Luke Kennard is a good... No, that's not true. He's a good NBA player.
He's a great NBA player.
Oh,
did you not see him yesterday?
Yes, I seen him yesterday. You know, things are fine. Like,
nah, if it's for Jimmy, I think I got around to it. So it would be Brandon Clark, Luke Kennard, and then Smart.
Yes.
Right? And then you probably only have to throw in like a pick or two.
Honestly, I might give them 2 seconds. Jimmy Butler is not the happiest employee. I'm not paying top dollar for him.
That's true. But I don't think it's not going to happen, sadly. Which really sucks.
Hey, who knows? Pat Riley could just trade him on a spike and be like,
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope.
Yeah, you're going. Oh, you're playing basketball in Tennessee now.
Okay. So, are we good with the? You said the Pacers, right?
Yes. Pacers. Okay. Jimmy Butler. No doubt.
That was the team I was good at. And then I'm going to do a team, which. Has been around, like, the rumor mill. The Pelicans. I think the obvious answer is to sell. But it's, who do you sell?
Oh, you're asking me?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. Everybody gotta go. Not everybody. Let me calm down. Brandon Ingram, pack your bags. Zion Williamson, please sell your... Like, bye. CJ McCollum, goodbye. But everyone else, they can stay.
DJ? You know, DeJounte?
DeJounte could stay. He's a solid point guard. He's fine for now. And then Trey Murphy is great. Herb Jones is untouchable. Eve Misi is great. Another player.
Eve Misi is really good. I didn't talk about him.
And
Jordan Hawkins is really good.
Jordan Hawkins is really good.
So I think the really only untouchable players is Trey Murphy.
Yep.
Jordan Hawkins. Eve's, right? That's his name?
Which one? Like Eve Misi.
Eve Misi. And then,
Herb Jones, did you say?
I don't know if he's untouchable.
Herb Jones?
I love Herb Jones. But if he's on, like, a rotting team like that, and, like, you know his value, I don't know. Cause let's be realistic. If they do sell, I don't think they'll be that good last year. Or next year.
No, West is good, but maybe it's not, because I mean the Kings are, who knows what happens, Kings. I don't know, the West is, it just moves around.
We'll see.
But like, you're not really like finding Herb Jones off the street, right? So I just feel like you might just keep him.
That's true. And you get, and then you can get the same value for him too.
But yeah.
Brandon Ingram's in rumor to the Raptors.
Oh boy.
That's an interesting. I wouldn't be opposed to it. It's just we'd be paying quickly the max, or really close to the max.
About 32.
RJ, close to the max. Scotty has a max. And then who knows how much money BI wants. So that's my only issue with it. But,
man,
if we can run out a lineup of quickly, RJ, B.I., Scotty, or Cooper.
I think.
I don't even like. We'll see. I do want to get off Bruce Brown and Olenek.
Which?
And, I don't want to get rid of Chris Boucher. I love Chris Boucher.
Yeah, but I think all three of those names might be find a new home soon. Oh, we'll see.
Sad but true. Actually, only one that's sad is Chris Boucher. Charlotte Kelly, though, Canadian.
Okay, before we go into this a little bit of a break,
you have one more team, right?
No, I don't have any team.
Sure. I think you said the Pacers and then
Mavericks.
You just said Mavericks.
I was kind of needed, like, I was trying to find another team. I didn't find another team. But brainstorm, because I have a stat for you to guess.
Okay.
Will I give you a hint? No, you're not getting a hint.
Back of the truck, get feisty. How did they fade like a Gucci man? Went brr, and I made them icy. I give a f*** who like me. Go off that off, man. Or go hiking. Purple track out with the yellow rim bros. I'm catching them play like a Viking. Running on that, looking for pussy, man. Running a hit on my rifle. This was an act. Yeah, she go set on my. She tryna show that she like me. My boy down the road. Cutting the neck, I swear you can knock down a Titan. I'm out in they mouth. Chewing me up. I made a new flavor with Trident. All the presidents I love dead. What a mean. Vote Joe Biden. Stand on a briefcase, big old AK, we don't do no hiding. This bitch real bad, her neck the lane, so let's try to get an A-. Come with a check, Verizon. Have a bad friend to tell her no bison. That got power, bison. Someone get a towel, wipe her. I'm stacking these racks, hype her. Let's shout it, she nasty, trifling. Working that stick out the back of the truck, get feisty. How did they fade like a Gucci man? Went brr, and I made them icy. I give a f*** who like me. Go walk it off, man. Go hiking. Purple track out with the yellow brim bros. I'm catching them play like a Viking. Running on that, looking for pussy, man. Running a hit on my rifle. This was an act. Yeah, she go set on my. She trying to show that she like me. My boy down the road. Cutting the neck, I swear you can knock down a Titan. I'm out in they mouth. Chewing me up. I made a new flavor with Trident. Say they f*** with me and like who? When? Well. Say that they f*** me and like who? When? Well. Say they go touch me. I tripled out there. Pop out up on they streets, and I swear, south stairs. I gotta turn the block, she living that block like throwing out gang time. Hold up my gun, she thinking it's fun, I'm finna put the on mainline. Everybody cross my gang, you wanna be gang, you gotta get tatted. Dropped out of school, but he a fool, when it come to mathematics. Gave him a swag, now he hooked, a crack at it. Pull on smoke, then what's up, take a crack at it. Yeah, working that stick out the back of the truck, get feisty. Tatted, they fade like a Gucci man, went brr, and I made them icy. I give a f*** who like me, go walk it off, man, go hiking. Purple track out with the yellow rim bros, I'm catching them play like a Viking. Running on that, looking for pussy, man, running a hit on my rifle. This was an act, yeah, she go set on my, she trying to show that she like me. My boy down the road, cutting the neck, got sweet, and not on a Titan. I'm out in they mouth, chewing me up, I made a new flavor with Trident.
Maybach getting me some top me while I flip the channel. Bigger than the president, now my whole life a scandal. Yeah, spider, 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 please dismiss these writers. Yeah, caught up with your wifey in one nighter. Hey, I put that shit on, I'm a striker. Yeah, little like a biker. Yeah, dropping the top on Lambo, no, that's the Mando. Yeah, yeah, whole life still a gamble, more like the like Sopranos. Yeah, gallery department, no sandals. And it's camo. My wrist is a chandelier. No beer over here. Rock crocodile sandals all year. Better have manners right here. My friend right here. Both of my parents right here. Dropping my album this year. Nobody can spread.
Is it crazy that I said they got me back into reading?
That was Metro Brother.
Oh my god. My mic wasn't even on. Hold on. I'm making sure things ain't crazy. My stat.
Welcome back, everyone, by the way.
Who has the most assist? Like, name the combo with the most assist.
Combo of two players?
Of two players. You can ask for hints. Only yes or no questions.
Are they in the West?
They are in the West.
Is it Jokic and Westbrook?
That is, they're actually tied for first.
Ugh.
But there's one more duo, or two more duos, and they're both in the West.
Both in the West.
Who the? Yes, they are.
Ah.
Garden Big. Both of them are Garden Big.
Garden Big. Are they in the playoffs right now?
They are not in the playoffs.
Oh. No, they are in the playoffs. Wait. Oh, Chris Paul, Wemby.
There we go. Chris Paul, Victor Wembanyama. And yeah, the third one. What is my hint? He was an all-star snub.
Or for the third one? Snub? Sabonis and Fox?
It's Sabonis.
Malik Monk.
It's Malik Monk. Yeah, Malik Monk.
Dude, Malik Monk is such an underrated playmaker. I didn't even know that. Maybe I'm a casual. But he's really like that as a playmaker.
He is. He's really good on offensive play. Like, this could have been another question, but I'll just tell you now. Like, when, like, I saw like a question. It was, you combine two role players to make a star. Like, who?
Oh, I see that all the time.
Yeah, it'd probably be
Malik Monk and Matisse Thybulle.
Oh, I was thinking more OG. I think Malik Monk, OG Anunoby. You make him like,
oh, yeah,
take OG's
true
height and like 6'7", 240.
I could say John Isaac.
Oh.
Ooh. 6'11". Imagine a 6'11 moving like Malik Monk. Jumping that.
That's crazy. And, like, they're both athletic. That's why, like, OG, because he's, like one of the best, like, non-center finishers in the league. So, yes. Nice job. But,
thank you.
We should get to Game of the Weekend. There's a few honorable mentions. Do I have honorable mentions?
Do you want to go ahead?
Yes. The tomorrow. Ooh, actually, maybe I might have another one. But tomorrow, I will be watching King's Thunder.
I was thinking of that one.
That's the game I'll be locking in for.
Saturday?
Sadly, the Knicks play. At that time, so I won't be watching it. But
they will. The Knicks will meet LeBron James. Lose by 20.
Lose by 20.
Did you know when you asked me like the first question, I thought you were talking about the when I told you about Memphis and New York, like in the text messages. I was like, I'm about to get exposed.
No, but I was just thinking about the Sixers because I've been thinking about that for a while.
My game for yesterday, Atlanta and Indiana.
That was Tyrese one of the honorable mentions.
Sadly, Jalen Johnson is out, which sucks.
Man.
But that could be a really good game. And then I do have another one for Sunday. You know, we're getting back an old rivalry. Back in the 80s, a little bit in the 90s.
Throwback?
Bulls and Pistons.
I know exactly. Let's see. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, that's a good game. Pacers-Pistons the other day had a real potential to be a good game, but then they started fighting each other.
Shout out Isaiah Stewart. Rochester legend.
We need more players like Isaiah Stewart.
Didn't know he pushed the Thomas Bryant, who's also from Rochester.
Thomas Bryant? Oh, okay. There's a lot of...
Man, we got hoopers. Don't sleep.
But yes, Pacers Pistons. I thought that was going to be a classic. It was very entertaining. They, like, don't like each other.
Dude, Isaiah Stewart. When he pushed them, I started laughing.
Yeah, he's one of those players.
Did you see him mock Pascal?
Maybe I seen it. Kind of. I gotta make a list. Like, Isaiah Stewart and Dylan Brooks. They're like,
don't compare. I love Dylan Brooks. I don't care what anyone says.
Me too. I love both of those players.
Oh, we didn't talk about that game.
Oh, yeah, Grizzlies, Rockets.
That was an amazing game. I think that was top three game of the year this year.
It was really good. It was really good.
Dylan Brooks has a back?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He only brings it out like maybe every few business days. But, hey, you might see an eight-point stretch where turnaround jumper.
Steven Adams had 8 offensive rebounds.
Throwback game. But, yeah, you might see an eight-point stretch, a turnaround jumper.
We don't need to talk about the best player in the league.
Three-pointer.
Amen Thompson.
Like, best player on the Rockets. Don't let anyone tell you different. Please. Please.
Best player in the league. I'm just joking.
Soon.
Shout out Amen.
Soon. I don't even have a comp.
Becomes a 33. Even if he becomes 33% from three, it's over.
Yes, taking threes. That's the next step.
I just want to say I started the Amen agenda.
No, you
that
didn't.
That was me.
No, that's not true.
And this guy, David, doesn't like Luke Kennard.
That's not
played
true.
Played amazing. 22 points. Dude, he's actually developed off the dribble shot. Like, yes. From mid-range.
It's so smooth. As you've seen, this is exhibit A and B, that he is a liar.
I'm not lying.
On me twice. No, he was not the first for the man agenda. And
yes, I was.
I do not hate Luke Kennard.
I never said you hated Luke Kennard.
You just said you hated
him. Did I just say hated?
Yes.
See, you wanted them traded. My bad. Well, I didn't mean to say hate. Hate's a strong word.
I didn't say trade. I just said...
No, now you're lying too.
No, I just said he could have been in the package. What?
Bucket getter. Nah, I won't go that far. Jazz been playing.
Jazz been just hurt a lot.
That's true. Hey, he needs to. If he can take that top 15 player jump,
that's
a finals contending team. I'll go that far. Man,
that's why they need Jimmy Butler. Because, I mean, one of them are going to take the top 15 jump.
And that's my issue with the Rockets, too. Like, I don't really... Because I think Amen's, like, jump. So, like, that level will be in, like, 2-3 years. Well, I feel like Ja can already, like, be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. And Jaren's also...
Jaren's also?
Like, really good, too. And he's going to keep getting better.
Yes, he's been, like, really great. Two-time All-Star now. Up for an extension.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out contract year players.
Amazing.
Any last notes before we get out of here?
Thanks to anyone who's tuned in.
Yes, we'll be back.
Back Friday.
Next Friday.
Sadly, we have to go.
Yeah, next Friday, same time, same location. But,
If any fans want to show up, we'll be in here. We can have an IRL show.
Yes, yes, yes. And, we will see how the Knicks and Raptors next week or their weekend.
We'll see Scotty Barnes have a 30-point triple-double.
Yeah, and on that note, we will see you guys.
Bye, guys. Peace.
Taylor, pick up your phone.
Please leave your message.
No one ever picks up the phone these days. I'll leave him a message.
Ah, shut up.
Loser.
Texting while driving hinders your focus. If you want to text and drive so badly,